after midnight. Both my arms and legs were sore.
This is John DeCosta.
On my upper lip, there's a growth I've never seen before.
Ew.
And I wish that there was someone I could call.
Hmm. Who could that be?
The WGN hotline.
Come on, sing in your car.
I have edema on my thighs, pink stuff in my eyes, and I need you now.
You know, edema and pink stuff. You don't hear that in that many songs.
Stomach pain that's low. Fungus.
Dr. Kevin Mostrand just now at 641. Good morning, Doc.
Good morning. Has he won an award for that song?
He should.
Yeah.
He should.
Yeah.
Very, a lot of bands are covering it. U2 is going to put it on their next album. And hi to your little brother, David, who I was texting with yesterday at the Hawks game. Look, everybody's entitled to have a terrible day at work, which is what the Hawks had yesterday. It's unfortunate that it was against the Red Wings.
Yeah.
But David was there, along with whom? Who did David bring to the game?
You know, when you get to bring your six-year-old son, Jerry, who's the biggest Hawks fan ever,
yep.
I mean, he says, Uncle Kevin, that's offsides. You know, I mean, he's looking at the game more than I am when we're watching it. So he's just a huge Hawks fan. And
he got to meet Soup. He met Soupy, didn't he?
Yes, he did. And yeah. He said Soup was just super cool to him.
Of course it was.
That just shows a class act of the whole Hawks organization.
Consumer Electronics Show just ended. Of course, technology and medicine go hand in hand. And medicine usually has the cool stuff before the rest of us do. What are some of the things that you saw that jumped out from CES, and in what area are we talking about?
Yeah, I think, you know, CES has, you know, it's been augmented reality. It's been all these bigger TVs and that. But now healthcare is really starting to take a big footprint there. They had almost a football field and a half of just healthcare and healthcare tools. So I thought today we'd just cover a couple of them that are affordable and yet are pretty cool and things that people might be interested in. So, you know, we could jump right in.
You want to start with sleep?
Let's start with sleep.
All right. So sleep apnea. Sleep, explain what it is first.
Well, see, everyone jumps to sleep apnea, so we'll talk about sleep apnea really quickly. Sleep apnea essentially is when you stop breathing while you're sleeping. Your body tells you not to breathe. You just kind of sit there, and you don't breathe, and all of a sudden you have problems, and the brain says, hey, you got to take a breath.
So, and everybody that snores has some measure of this. Some may be nothing, or it may be significant. I have sleep apnea. Dave, you've been diagnosed with
it? I have it, yep.
I haven't talked to Steve. I don't know if anybody else on the show has it, but it's a big deal.
It is a big deal. And there, so they look at sleep apnea, and there's a thing called a somnia patch where you can easily do this at home instead of check it. You know, you just put a patch on your head, and it measures all your stuff that you would do in a sleep study. So they're finding out how to do sleep studies, not in the hospital and not in a setting. They're allowing them to do them in the home.
Great.
But I think the bigger problem is, Steve, is that not everyone has sleep apnea, and yet 90 million people have sleep disorders.
Mm.
You know, insomnia, unable to fall asleep, frequent waking, restless leg syndrome, teeth grinding, lots of those things. And there's a company out now called Sleep Score, which has a monitor that goes next to your bed, essentially monitors how you sleep. And then you put input in as well. How many caffeinated drinks did you have? How much exercise did you do that day? How much stress are you under? And it gives those people who don't have sleep apnea, gives them great information as to how can you get a better night's sleep. Your ambient temperature in your room was too loud. You have too much noise in your room. It measures all those things and then gives you ideas as to how you can sleep better. Because 90 million of us don't get a good night's sleep.
I'm wearing a Fitbit that monitors sleep. Dave, you've had an Apple Watch. You got an Apple Watch before Apple Watches were cool. And you have an Apple Watch that measures sleep. How reliable are those?
They're pretty good. Again, they're going to go more on your body movement than they are your respiration. So it's going to tell you how many times did you wake up, how many times did you move while you were sleeping, where this is going to be catching sound waves of how you're breathing and whether you stop breathing, whether you're breathing more frequently, as well as catching your movement. So you're starting to see more and more tools that just don't do single things, but are actually more lifestyle tools as well. So, you know, Sleep Score is a lifestyle. It's going to tell you don't take caffeinated drinks after this point. point. Exercise at this time. Decrease your stress. Don't read, you know, emails in bed before you go to sleep. Simple things like that, they're going to impact you. Where the Fitbit's still going to get you that information, and it's easy to get on your phone.
And I know we've talked about this before, too, though, Doc, but don't take a Benadryl or a Tylenol PM, at least consistently or on a regular basis, correct?
Absolutely. People get, I don't want to say, quote-unquote, hooked on those, but they do, unfortunately. And there's been long-term study that shows that there's an increased incidence of Alzheimer's with people that take that continuously. So, you know, the Tylenol PMs, just a couple Benadryls. You know, if you use them every so often, that's great. But don't use them consistently. Don't use them every single night. Work on other ways that you can fall asleep. And I'll tell you, this sleep score, $150. If I could find out ways to make myself sleep better for $150, it's worth it after two nights to me.
And is it available on the market now?
Yeah, it's available on the market. Yep.
Did not know that.
Let's say the name one more time.
Sleep score, one word, right?
Yep, sleep score, one word.
Okay. Stand by, Doc. Much more to talk about, including your ticker. Dr. Kevin Most, we come back. By the way, can I ask you a question before we go to traffic?
Yeah.
You got a cold?
I do.
Okay, so here's the deal, Mr. Lecture Us, and don't
okay,
follow your own advice.
Before me, if people, Steve, waiting for traffic.
Oh, I know what you're going to ask.
How many times has Doc told us if you're sick, stay home?
They are concerned about what's going on the Eisenhower. Let's get them there.
I assume you're going to go home as soon as this is over. You're going to lock yourself in your office not to infect anyone.
Correct.
All right, fine.
The Steve Cochran Show.
651.
20 WGN.
Thank you, Anna. 651. We have a listener named Carolyn standing by. She and her family were in Maui when the alarm went off, packing to come home. Talking to Dr. Kevin Most, Northwestern Medicine. The pursuit of better health care starts here. All right, Dr. Most, a couple of more of the CES products and cool tech stuff that came out. We hear about atrial fibrillation all the time. What is AliveCor? Is that the name of the company?
Yep, AliveCor is the name of the company. And we talk about, you know, you tell me, oh, you know, I have a Fitbit and it tells me how fast my heart's beating. That's perfect. That gives you a rate of your heartbeats. It doesn't tell you what the rhythm is. And normally, you should have a normal rhythm, some call it a normal sinus rhythm. We have four chambers to the heart. The atriums are on the top. The ventricles are on the bottom. The ventricles are major pumps. The atriums are essentially holding areas to put the blood into the ventricle. Kind of simple pumping. When the atrial fibrillates, it unfortunately slows down blood flow a little bit and sometimes allows clots to form. Those clots are then pushed into the ventricle, which are then pushed into the brain, and we get a stroke. So a very common cause of strokes is atrial fibrillation. You can get atrial fibrillation without any reason whatsoever. You can get it after a heart attack. There's lots of reasons for it. Even some medications can cause it. So this company, what it does is it allows you to do an EKG either on your Apple Watch band or on a small handheld thing. I put two fingers on, and it's telling me, is my heart in sinus rhythm or is it in atrial fibrillation? And let's say you have palpitations, and you go to the doctor's office, you have palpitations, and he does an EKG, and he says, everything looks fine, I don't see anything. Yeah, it's because I didn't have any palpitations while I was in the office. Now you go home, you have this piece, this equipment. You say, oh, I'm having a palpitations. You hook it up to your phone. You say, doctor, I'm having a palpitation right now. And you have your EKG, and he sees either the PVC, he sees what's going on in your heart, and it's transmitted to him.
That's pretty amazing little piece of technology. And if you have the occasional flutter.
Yeah.
Not caused by a romantic movie. This is another way it would be very useful, I suppose.
Yeah. And it's $99, and I'm telling you, I tried it. It works really well. I didn't do the Apple Band one, but the handheld one, it works really well.
So, where would you buy that?
You can go to AliveCor and order it right off their website.
Okay.
And it's the Cardia Band if you want for the phone, or just a handheld Cardia as well.
Sleep Score and AliveCor, these are the two companies you're going to be asking me about after the segment ends. What about
two more that are even better.
So what about tracking meds? What are we doing there?
Well, you know, tracking meds is one thing. We're having a lot of, there's a lot of apps that are going to track meds for you, and there's going to be a lot of apps that are going to remind you to take your medications and make sure that your medication list is up to date.
Yeah, I've got one called CareZone.
Yeah, there's a lot of that going on, and unfortunately, you have to have your phone with you. You have to remember, there's probably more that are going to be going on for kids of parents to say, hey, make sure that your parents are taking their medications at times. But let's talk about weight loss for a second, because we've talked numerous times in the past about weight loss. there's a company out called Shoppa, and Shoppa makes a scale that does not have any numbers on it.
It's my new favorite scale.
Why do I want it?
Because all the others lie, right?
Well, they don't lie. They just don't tell you the whole story.
Exactly.
Okay.
So a single number on a single time during a single day is not a true story for a couple of reasons. Let's say you're trying to lose weight. Muscle weighs more than fat.
Right.
So as you start to work out, you're not going to lose weight, but you're going to be in much better health. Also, a single point in time really doesn't tell you anything. So what Shoppa does is a couple things. It takes into consideration 3 weeks' worth of what was your exercise, what was your weight pattern, and what's going on, and your dietary income. It's all your dietary intake. It's all on your phone. So then Shoppa gives you a color in the morning, and it says, hey, you know what? Whatever direction you're going right now, it's green. Keep going that way. You're doing good. Or it goes to a yellow and says, hey, you know what? You slipped a little bit. So it's encouragement about lifestyle instead of about a single number.
Interesting. Interesting. Yeah, motivational, right?
Yeah.
Costs about $100. Shoppa.com, S-H-A-P-A. Yeah. All of this innovation, including one called Tyto, T-Y-T-O.
Tyto, Steve, is probably the hottest one. Let me just give it to you really quickly because I know you got to go. You've had two children. I'm sure either Amy or Ross woke you up one morning or woke you up one evening with a fever and a ear pain, and you said you either had to take them to the emergency room or take a day off of work to go to the doctor's office.
Sure.
Tyto Home allows you at home to capture images of ears, throats, eyes, recordings of your heart, recordings of your lung, takes your temperature, and sends all of that information to a doctor.
That's awesome.
How cool is that?
That is fantastic.
So you're isn't that amazing?
Yeah.
So you're taking the human element out, but you're sending actual data and technology that helps the doctor diagnose.
Correct. And the machine's smart enough, so I put it, I'm a layperson. I don't know how to put this in the ear. Puts it in the ear. It tells you when you're in the right position. Takes a picture.
Wow.
Throat, same thing. Eyes, same thing. Put it on the heart. Again, you talk about cardioband. Now we could listen to the heart. Oh, I hear a new murmur. I can listen to lung. Think about the child who has asthma and is in the emergency room and their lungs clear and they kind of break that asthma spell and the doc says, you know what? I want you to come back in 5 hours or I want you to be in the doctor's office tomorrow to make sure you're not wheezing. Are you kidding? We can check every hour with that child to make sure that they're not wheezing just by doing the Tyto Home and listening to the lung sound.
All right, so this has got to be
the most fascinating one.
It sounds like an old TV commercial. How much would you pay for this technology?
It's exactly. But wait, there's more.
So what does it cost?
$300.
Oh, come on. Seriously?
$299 is going to be the home version.
Wow.
That's less than one co-payment for some people going to the emergency room.
That's amazing.
But how quick is the feedback from that, from the doctor?
So this is a startup company, and I wish they were public because I invest in them like crazy. But this is a startup company, so what they need to do now is pair up with doctors. So what they need is a large physician group to be their partners, to say, okay, you guys, here it is. You're going to have somebody on call for Tyto Home, and someone's going to sit at a computer. And the beauty of this is you get a great exam. I can blow up that picture of the ear instead of just looking in the tiny otoscope that I'm looking at. I can make the volume louder on their lungs to pick up any subtleties. So
that is cool.
It's going to be a great partnership, and that's probably one of the most exciting things.
And I would guess this is going to blow up and be a big deal within this year easily, if not within the next few months.
You would think, but it's going to be who's going to be the first to jump in on a partnership with these guys, I think.
It's sponsored by Northwestern Medicine. The pursuit of better health care starts here. We put all of Doc's notes up at WGNradio.com and the Steve Cochran page at Twitter at Cochran Show and Steve Cochran Show on Facebook. So for all your questions about those references, you can pick them up there. Go home, sickie.
You got it, man. Talk to you soon.
Thanks. Dr. Kevin Most, playing hurt.